Hello, hello.
Love
Good
Talk
evening. Good
Radio.
evening. Good evening. Good evening. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Back to you all again. This is Sunday, September the 10th. I'm just getting ready to do the show, and I'm thankful for y'all tuning in. So just, hey, ride with me for this moment. The topic tonight is about betrayal and being turned on. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because, you know, you go your whole life trying to believe in fair play and doing what's right. But for some people, that's not the right thing to do. And, hey, I can tell you, I can be a person that witnessed, not only witnessed this, but lived this. And it's to a point right now, man, that I never, you know, give it a second thought. So right now, I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, I'm not out here by myself, and I just want everybody to understand and want them to know that, hey, you know, whatever you're going through, it's not that different because other people are going through it. And I can say that for myself. So the thing is that I want to apologize mainly to God and to everybody else and understand that, you know, I thought once upon a time in my life that when once you leave certain things and devices in your life, that I thought that you would be free and full on from the devil. But, you know, as I found out that that's never the case, because once you play with the devil, he ain't going to never let you go. He's like a narcissistic human being who would never let you go. So, you know, by some form or fashion, you could probably stop doing the things you used to do, but still, if there's any type of room for him to get in, he will. You know, and I'm finding that out lately in my life. You know, after the situation between then and now, I can see it more frequent and more relevant. So the thing is about the subject and this topic tonight about betrayal is just that I can't speak for everybody, but I know myself. When you give your all and, you know, you didn't play with it, and you really, really took it serious. It was just the fact that, man, you know, you can't expect everybody to think and feel the same way that you do, but at the same time, I mean, was it just a transaction or was it just something really, really that was from the heart? But as time and the years go, it all gets exposed and it all be seen. So, I mean, basically, I mean, where I'm at right now, it's kind of crazy, but after you go through this stuff and you take this injury and this trauma, the best thing you can do is live your best self and your best life, and that's what I'm looking forward to as a virtue. So it doesn't really get me down because at the age I'm at right now, it's basically as old as I am, I feel like, hey, things don't really hurt no more. They just sting. But the vainness of the reality is that when you turn that sting internal, that's when it becomes a problem. And I'm just trying to keep a state of mind, not letting it get to that point. Because, you know, I'm quite sure as long as we live on this earth, it's going to come to a point now and then that everybody's going to be betrayed. I mean, that's just human nature. But the same thing is can we get over it and rise above? Because that's what I'm looking forward to, nothing else. I mean, you know, no unsolicited comments or anything else because, hey, now we just have to build up and build in and make things better for ourselves. So consciously, that's where I'm at. But other than that, I mean, it's not a cool feeling. That's just like somebody looking in your face every day and every morning telling you, you know, everything is okay when deep down in their heart and in their mind that it's not. So it's kind of something hard to contend with. You know, I know it's been hard for me because I never thought in a million years that I could be painted as the guy that wear black and silver and play with the Raiders. So I never thought in a million years that that would be me perceived. It's just that I didn't like people trying to smear my name and go on a smear campaign and trying to vilify me as somebody that I'm not. So basically, that's where I'm at with all this because I never thought, like I said, that, you know, if I was nasty, downtrodden, and have no great demeanor about nothing, then, okay, you can say and you can feel that way. But when you try to do what's right and try to, you know, get along with everybody, come in peace, I never thought that that could be so much of a challenge and a problem for a lot of other people. You know, I never thought in a million years that that would be the case. But as I grew on and lived on, I'm seeing it more and more now. Because, you know, when you associate yourself with people in the underground and you see how that they respond and they react to things, then more than likely you can get them forgiveness in the ghetto past because, you know, they were basically all altered substances that really was never them because you can never define who that they were. But now looking at the other light and seeing people that don't get high, use drugs and alcohol, and they go out their way to really, really bother and hurt somebody, that's the most hurting feeling in the world because that makes me know that that's to the bone. That's who they really are. That's an ill feeling and a nasty feeling, man. So, you know, basically, that's just about it. So out of all this angst and disgust, there's still the fact of being betrayed because there ain't nowhere on earth that a person could talk to you and look you straight in the face, but then again, they got a knife in their hand as soon as you turn your back around. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't want to feel like I'm the only one out here that felt that way, so I won't be sitting up here looking crazy or stupid. But whatever the case may be, I take it out of the page of Malcolm X. I'd rather be shot in my head with a shotgun than to be betrayed, you know, because that hurts the most. So it's basically where I'm at and what I'm looking at. So there's a lot of understanding, a lot of things to go with this. That's what the topic is tonight, betrayal. It's not about how you feel. It's how you can handle it and what you can you do about it for me and everybody else. No. So that's what I want to talk to you all about tonight. So I won't feel like an alien or a dinosaur. So please call in because we just started. So give us a call. So other than that, everything is cool, man. Everything is cool. I'm trying to live my fullest life. I'm trying to enjoy it out of all this madness. But at the same level, I just want to get a clear understanding of who's really here and who's really not. That's why I brought up this topic tonight, because it seemed like when you're winning, everybody's with you. But as soon as things start turning for the worse, you know, it's like don't nobody know you. Or you're living in Hollywood to where, yeah, I'll call you, but, you know, they never do. So I'm just trying to figure it out. And just try to keep a good perspective without losing my mind and having a nervous breakdown. Because, I mean, you can accept a lot of things and overlook a lot of things, but I can't speak for you all. But betrayal to me is like one of the worst feelings ever in the world. And that's a hot issue and a hot subject because what's so crazy I found out, just in people, you know, it's kind of strange that we can love a lie with no proof or evidence, but we can downplay the truth and try to run a person out the way with proof and truth. So it's kind of crazy, man. Really it is. So that's what I mean about the betrayal aspect, because things can get set off with allow anything, and a person will really have it etched in their mind about who you are, what you do, and what you stand for. So, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I'm just looking for a little hope and optimism and let people know that it's not about that, man. It's just about trying to live and be great human beings, if nothing else. I mean, that's something to shoot for. So, that's basically where I'm at with this. You know, and I hope you all understand that, you know, I'm speaking from the heart, not just something I'm just saying or just trying to talk, but this basically has always been my experience. So I just need a clear understanding. So I don't want to go out here and sit across the street from a school and be on top of the roof. You know, not that I'll do that, because life's too precious for me. I'm a dinosaur right now. I'm just trying to live my life, but at the same level, you know, there's no need for no physical or mental breakdowns neither. It's nothing else but just trying to get a clear understanding. And that's basically it. So that's what I seek. And with you all help, I can get an understanding, you know, about all of these. So really, that's where it all comes from. So in a few minutes, I'm going to go to callers, if we got any. Looks like right now I only got one call, and that's my loving nephew, and I really appreciate him calling. He used to just listen to me. But I'm waiting for all other callers to call in, because if not, we probably have to cut this show short tonight. So, you know, other than that, I'm just speaking out. Just speaking out, trying to get some clear understanding and some meaning, because, you know, this is a pretty hot button issue. Betrayal, man, like I said, that can be one of the worst things that you ever encounter in your life. I mean, everybody's telling you you're doing good, but deep in the end, they're resentful and they're spiteful for what you're doing. That's kind of crazy. I never thought in a million years that's where everybody would be, mostly, when it come down to it. But I always tried to figure out in the back of my mind, was it because of enviness or jealousy or what, that a person would turn on you? But I'm not a psychiatrist, hell, I don't even have a degree in broadcasting. But at the same time, I try to take the humanistic approach and get a clear understanding from everybody. So that's basically what I'm at right now. You know, I just wish that, hey, I had other people to elaborate on me so we can sit down and have a powwow. So that's basically it. That's where I'm at. But, you know, I just need some civil understanding. So then I won't be walking around like an alien or a dinosaur. So that's basically it. Other than that, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, you can't expect everybody to think and feel the same way that you do, but at the same time, you know, don't tell me that I'm the greatest show on earth, but deep down inside, you know, in your heart of hearts, that I don't exist. That's the only thing that I try to get a real understanding on. Yeah, so basically that's it. Other than that, in a few more minutes, we'll be taking callers. Right now, let's see my nephew call. So, well, we'll take his comment as well. So, well, I still can't elaborate on it any more than I can. That's not a cool commodity betrayal. You know, I'd rather be left alone. You know, any other option than that, just being betrayed. Because for some people, they can't recover when they do get betrayed. You know, I mean, it can just mentally wear them down. It take a real effect on them. So, you know, we just have to get a better understanding. So I'm calling now and speaking right now so I can. So that's basically it. Other than that, I hope you all having a great weekend and a great Sunday as well, a nice family day, because it's more to it than just listening to me. But at the same level, you know, I wish all peace on earth and love and goodwill to everybody, because, you know, and time in my life right now, I need that more than ever, with a real understanding. Well, you know, that's basically it. Other than that, because it's a beautiful world out here, and it can be even more better as long as we get in contact with the right people who can understand and enjoy and love life. Because without it, man, it's very shallow and a vain place to be. So I just want to sit back and just try to, hey, really enjoy and just try to do what we have to do. That's it. So I only got one caller, but I'm willing to listen to my nephew right now. We could take a call. So we'll take the call right now. Come in, caller.
Stevie.
Stevie.
Yes, sir.
Come on in, Colin. What's happening, man? Long time. How you feeling?
All right.
That's good. I appreciate you for calling me because you're the only caller I got tonight. I guess everybody's out with their family, which I can understand. But hopefully when the winter time get around and people ain't got nowhere to go, they'll be willing to listen to me.
Okay, well, I'm going to go on mute and listen to and, you know, see your calls come in and listen with you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Just like I said, I'm here. I got about, I plan on moving probably next weekend. So if you're not busy, I might need to get all my nephews together to help me move because it's time to move on and live my life, bro. So that's where I'm at because I'm supposed to be looking for this apartment Wednesday. And hopefully I have it. So I'm just trying to do everything because I don't have no time or no patience for no anger and violence. Well, I'm just trying to move on and live my life. So you hear me? Stevie?
Yeah, I may be busy that week, so I'll let you know. I don't, you know, so.
Okay. Well, just let me know. I'll probably call you Thursday night to be sure. All right?
Okay. All right, I'm going to go mute.
Okay, cool. Okay, go ahead, man, because I'm here. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you later. Okay. Yeah, that was my nephew. You know, I found a lot of peace and joy in my nephews, man, because at the same time, you know, I'm the youngest out of my brothers and sisters, and I was old enough to be younger, close enough to my niece and nephews. And, hey, I love them with a passion because, hey, not only because what I ask them to do, they'll do it for me, but at the same time, I mean, you know, they have a lot of enthusiasm. And that's what helps me the most because, hey, I'm not only in the form of an uncle. I feel sometimes that like I'm a big brother to him. And that keeps me staying normal because if you know what, I'm not going to walk around this world not being loved, bro. If it's the love for my nieces and nephews, that's good enough to keep me going and keeping me motivated. So I can feel that. So I'm all good. I'm all good, man, you know. So that's why I say this conversation tonight about betrayal is very hot button because you never want to get to a point that you can live with people and try to know them all your life, but then in the 11th hour, any given moment, they'll go south. And that's one thing that, hey, you know, we can get over it and we can get better at it, but for some reason, if you weigh everything on a scale, it should never have to come about, you know, because I don't understand human behavior sometimes. If you was down in the gutter, dirty and nasty, and they had association with you, oh, man, you'd be like, these are accepted the world over. But when you try to do what's right and try to be responsible and take care of everybody and make sure everybody's safe, that's something that they don't like. So I don't understand, man. I don't understand. I really don't. Maybe it's not my position or my life to understand, but that's more foul than anything. That's not cool. So, I don't know. I have to see. You know, but until I get enough evidence and research to back up what's really being said and what's really being done, then, hey, I'm just out. I'm out in the cold right now. But believe you me, I'll try to work it and get to where I got to go so I can get nothing else but a clear understanding. So, that's basically it. Yeah, that's basically it. So that's all we're trying to work on. Well, not more, not less. So it's always great to know where you stand and where your bottom line is, your boundaries, because not without it, without anything and anybody, it's simple and susceptible. If you don't watch it, you'll make the wrong choice and your life will change forever. Take it from a guy that knows, man. I'm not just saying to be saying, but it's the truth. So I don't know. Just have to see. Because this is crazy. Very crazy. No. That's it. I don't know, you all. I think I'm going to cut this show short tonight because I'm almost going to be a half an hour in and I don't see no callers. No, maybe we can come back next week and regroup. Because as of right now, it's like a lonely man in the totem pole. You know, it's like, I mean, I guess as most broadcasters feel that they shouldn't never cut the show short, but I mean, I don't have too many people that I can reach out to and talk to if I only got one caller, so I'm just trying to make sure that everything is good. That's all. That's all we're trying to do. Get some clear understanding of it. So, you know, that's basically it. I'm looking forward for people to hear me tonight. But I guess they never made contact or call. So I'm just trying to get understanding. That's all. Yep. That's it. So we just going to just try to make it happen. That's it. So I'll tell you what. We're going to sign off tonight. Turn the show short and abrupt. And we'll just get back at it next week, you all. Because, hey, I was looking forward to having guests and callers and everything else. But it looked like it then went down there and down pat on me. So, you know, we'll just sign off for now. I'll be looking forward to listening to you all next weekend. Because we finna sign off. And, hey, thanks for the ones who called, my nephew, everybody. And then we'll just try to pick it up and go next week again the same way. So we're signing off for now. Until next weekend, hey, I want to thank y'all. And everybody have love and be safe. And we'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.